One of the exceptions to the rule of Baltolin and Biyomet Titin Zchori, one of the cases where one is not over for not paying on time, is discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamates Sif Yud, comes from the Gemara above Metzir Kuf Yud Beis. Ein Balabayis over Mishum Baltolin, the employer is not over Baltolin, Elohim Kein Tovoy Hasokir, unless the worker demanded payment. That means if he's not Tovoy him, the assumption is, the way the Paiskim explain, that he was Meichel on his Tvil. This is to say that if the reason why he didn't ask for payment was because he was embarrassed, the case where this will be very negay is one hires teenage girls to babysit. Come home at night from a chasna, 11:30, the babysitter, you drive the babysitter home. Very often the girl, 15-year-old girl, is not going to feel comfortable demanding payment then. Lavia did, there's a din to pay that night. There's a din to pay a babysitter that night. The fact that she didn't ask for the money is only because she might be too shy to ask for the money. One of the cases where people are nichshel, not paying on time, that should be accounted for. In any case, the Shulchan Aruch continues, another case, he didn't have money. Shulchan Aruch is telling us that if a person didn't have money, if the employer did not have money, the halacha would be that there is no iser of Baal Tolan, there's no chiyuv of paying that day. Now if he doesn't have money, he can't pay that day. What's interesting is that the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is ein loy mo'ois. Rebbe Eger points out in the Gilui Nashas that the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, ein loy mo'ois, would seem to imply, it's not the pshat that he has nothing. It's not the pshat that he doesn't have shavik kesef, he doesn't have furniture, he doesn't have a house, he doesn't have cash. Let's remember that the choiv, the chiyuv, to pay workers, we discussed in the previous year, is the only case, the only din where there's a chiyuv gomer to go out and raise cash. But if he doesn't have money, there's no chiyuv gomer in terms of a lav and an asay. He has to raise the cash, he has to make sure to get money. He can't dump off on him paying shove kesef. But as far as the mitzvah sim derais, as far as the being over on two lavin, that will only be if he has cash. Why dafka if he has cash? Maybe if he has shavu kesef, so we could say just if he has shavu kesef, he can't pay because he doesn't have it. But what happens if he has a possibility of selling the shavu kesef? Maybe he should go sell his couch in order to raise money to pay that day. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is ein lemois. The Kivega points out that the lashon of the chinuch in Tavkuf Peches is clear in that regard, that the din of ein loy is that he, the din of yesh loy, the pasuk says, the Gemara Darshan's in Kuf Yud Beis, that the pasuk says lesolit itcho. Itcho means don't leave by you his wage only if you have it. What's called you have his wages? You have cash. If you don't have cash but you have shavu kesef, that would not be called having, and you wouldn't be over, and there wouldn't be a chiv mitzvah sem derais. Here there's a mokoim for interpretation. The lashon of the chinuch that Reb Kiveg is mitzayin to explain the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that if he doesn't have cash, the only way he's able to pay the worker is by incurring a hefsid, by taking a loss. There he's not mechuyev. And there are those that want to explain that what the Shulchan Aruch means to say is that it's only if a person is negligent in paying, he's cavalier in his attitude to paying workers, he has the money, he's just not in the mood, he doesn't get to it, he has other things that he wants to do with the money. And here's the lashon of the chinuch in Tov Kuf Peches. He's not over if he doesn't have. When was the term mechayiv? When is there an asay with a lav of paying on time? Only when he has bebeisoy, or he could pay him. Not clear. He has by him, or he could pay. If he's only able to pay by incurring a hefsid, the chinuch does not explain what does it mean that he has a hefsid. Again, Kiv Eger is pointing out the lashon of the chinuch in reference to the difference between having money and having shavu kesef. What does it have to do with taking a loss? What does it mean that he can't pay unless he takes a loss? There are those that wanted to read the lashon of the chinuch to understand that if paying would cause him a definitive loss, a hefsid meruba, he does not have to pay. Nafkamina in this understanding is vast. What happens, let's say a person does have money, an employer does have money, he has $10,000 in his bank account, he could even meet that day's payroll, which would be his chiyuv under the din of Baal Tolan, paying workers on time, But he knows that there's an investment that he would want to invest in. He has a one-day opportunity to invest that $10,000. And he could either put in that money. If he doesn't put in that money, he's not going to be able to catch the price of that that stock before it goes up. He's going to lose that money. A. Scenario B. What happens if he has a certain amount of cash? This is more likely, as a certain amount of cash, he's going to get a late penalty on not paying his mortgage payment at the end of the month. If he doesn't put the money in, he doesn't put the money in his bank today, he's going to lose a certain amount of money, or maybe he'll even incur a hefset, or he can meet his payroll. Is he allowed to spend the money that he has to use today for his payroll on something else? Does hefset meruba swing the chiyuv to the point where he's allowed to spend the money on something else? Those that wanted to read the Lashon, the Chinuch, that wherever he has a hefset meruba is not mechuyev to pay, would say that yes. There's an article printed in the journal HaMesifta from Rav Pamzatzal. It's one of the only pieces that's printed from Rav Pamzatzal. And it brings the Lashon of the Ritva. The Ritva is over here in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis in Bav Metzia. And the Ritva says something different. Conventional wisdom, by the way, is that the Sefer HaChinuch was written by the Ra'oh, who's the Rebbe, the Ritva. So it's mistaber that if we find the same concept in the Ritva, that that's really what his Rebbe, the Ra'oh, means to say. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says that if a person doesn't have cash, but he has household items, he has Shavu Kesef, he has Oichel, that could be sold, and the money raised to be paid today, he's mechuyev to do so. Whereas if he can only sell something at a loss, there he will not be mechuyev to. The Ritva seems to be saying something totally different. The idea of paying workers on time is only if he has the money. What happens if he doesn't have the money? His chiv is to pay with cash. What are we saying? We're saying, you're saying you don't have the money, you're broke, you're not broke. If a Baal Chayv would be found guilty in Bezin, Bezin gives him, let's say, 30 days, they make a guvayne, they make a gvias choyv. Person fudges and doesn't want to pay the choyv, Bezin will be yoyed l'nechosov, they'll pay. What are they going to take from him? They'll take from anything he has. They'll take his house, his soda, his car. A choyv has to be paid. Masha'enkin the din, that you're over if you don't pay right away, is not on household effects, it's not on his personal items. Are you telling me that you could have the money? It's called you do have the money because I could sell my couch and I could raise the money? That's not called having the money. The fact that I could sell my couch at a loss and raise the necessary cash to meet my payroll today, or well, let's say I have a property, somebody who has a large firm, and he has payroll that day, the firm is struggling, he has a payroll of $100,000, he has a property someplace else where he could sell today at a drastic loss. Is that called he has the money? There the Ritva and the Chinuch are being mechadish, that's not called you have the money. It's the same thing as being broke. Theoretically, you could raise the money. Having the real estate or having the material goods to be able to sell at a loss would not be considered having it. But let's ask ourselves a different case. What happens if he would have money? And the fact is that he wants to use the money for something else, and if he doesn't have the ability to spend the money on something else, he'll take a loss. Is that called not having the money? It's called you have the money. Just you don't want to spend it because you're going to take a loss. Make it tasty that your chiyuv to somebody else is negated because of your personal circumstances. The Ritva and the Ra'ah are only telling us, and the Chinuch are only telling us, that when one doesn't have money, it's called not having money because that's not a way to raise money. For a person to sell off his couch, his clothing, today at bargain basement price, it's not called you could raise the money. But if a person has the money, he has it. That's where Rav Pam explained in the Ritva, and that's the Kavan of the Chinuch. That's why the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is only Mois, because the din is he has to pay with cash. If he has to pay with cash, he has to have cash. He could have cash because he could sell off something. That's not called having cash. The Chofetz Chaim wants to know what will be the halacha, Chofetz Chaim and Avos Chesed Pektes, if a person doesn't have cash at home, but he has money that he lent somebody else, theoretically he could demand from that person that he should pay him today. He has money in a gemach, and he could get back, he could be matriach, go to the other end of town, get the money from a gemach in order to meet his payroll today. Chaim says he's mechuyev. Why? Because that's called having money. When a person has money in a gemach, that's called he has choyev. He has mamoni gaboch bayenem. He has money. What are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that he doesn't have recourse? Well, he does. He has to be matriach. That's called not having money. You'd be mechuyev to stand in line by the gemach for 2 hours, get the money, run to the bank, whatever it is, and pay. and pay you. That's what he would have to do. Masha'en ken, if he has shove kesef, now we could ask ourselves, what happens if a person has, the Ritva says, if a person has something, his household items is not mechuyev to sell, his real estate is not mechuyev to sell, but what happens if he has a business and he's holding on to a stock, he just got 100,000 raincoats from China, it's 3 months before the season, sell them today and you'll have to sell them at a cheaper price. They could be sold today. He's holding on to them for another 2 months because in another 2 months he'll be able to hire his profit margin. Is that called not having? It's not called you selling off your Isle Island. You're planning on selling the coats, just you're waiting for a better time in order to turn a bigger profit. That's called not having? That's called you have the ability to raise cash. You want to make more money. That doesn't pater you from your chiyuv to somebody else. Mistaber in that case that he'd be mechuyev to sell the merchandise. He'd be mechuyev to sell the produce in order to raise the money. So there's all sorts of variations on the same idea. If somebody has a CD that he could liquidate that day, true, he has any type of long-term savings plan. Person has money locked up in a plan where it's a two-year plan. If he leaves the money in for 2 years, he gets a much higher interest rate. Is that called not having money? Well, that's called you have the money. You want to lock up the money as an investment in order to turn a bigger profit 2 years from now. That's called not having money. And by the way, having a choyv by somebody else is called having money. That's Mamani Gaboch. V'har Rai, there's a din Shibudim Nosim, that if I owe somebody else money and he owes somebody else, that third party is Mechuyiv to me. Choyv is a cool having. So if I have money that's owed to me by a bank, that's cool that I have money. I'd be Mechuyiv to pull that out. I'd be Mechuyiv to be Mevatel the plan today. What's interesting is, what happens if I have stock? Would I be mechuyev? I'm struggling. I have a corporation. I have to meet a payroll. I have baltolin. They're demanding for me the wages. Would I be mechuyev to liquidate stock? Is stock called having money? Or it's called, let's say, if I have stock in Nabisco, let's say, it's called that I have the crackers? Or it's called that I have a certain amount of money? I have a certain amount of cash, whatever you want to call it. I have a certain amount of mois in that company. That's a good shaila. It's not a shaila in this context. It's a shaila in general. If I own stock in Nabisco, is that called that I own chometz? Do I have to sell my stock before Pesach? One shaila. If I have stock in a corporation that has stores, a chain of stores that sell macholos asurus, is that called that I own, I have macholos asurus? Is it called that I have stock? There's a wide-ranging shaila with different afkaminis for another shia bez.